Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And God is in the miracle working business, beloved. Thank you for joining me today. This is Sister Glass, and this is the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I thank you for joining me today. If you're a new listener, welcome. And on the broadcast, a couple broadcasts ago, we were starting a message entitled The Precious Blood of Jesus. And I like to mention from time to time, if at any point you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear one, just go to www.unveilchrist.org, click on the UCM broadcast, and you can, they are archived there for several years, so you can listen at your convenience. Praise God. Well, as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at the importance of the blood, and we were looking at what God required of His people under the Old Covenant. We know that Moses was given by the Lord a very elaborate system of sacrifices, if you will, that God's people were required to fulfill. Leviticus 17 and 11 says, "For the life is in the blood." And so by shedding the blood of a helpless and harmless and innocent animal, it was, and they had to be perfect, not deformed. That was especially for today as animal lovers, that's difficult to understand. In fact, I understood some years ago, I learned that they actually, when they chose the Passover lamb, they had to keep it in the household with them. And so, you know, over a period of a few days, they could become attached to this animal. That must have been a difficult thing to actually see that animal sacrificed. And yet, this was a way of demonstrating to the people of God the sacrifice that was involved, that life was involved. Life is in the blood, and so without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And that was required for them to have for their forgiveness of sin. But all this, beloved, is foreshadowing the new covenant, this new and better covenant that the Word of God speaks of. And in Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 11, there's a very important verse I'd like to share with you. And this is referring to God's victorious people. "And they overcame him," which is referencing Satan, "by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to death." This is a powerful statement because it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. And Jesus said, you know, if you would lose your life for my sake, you will find it. And this is an important spiritual principle, not only the blood of the Lamb, which we understand that's how we receive salvation, but also by the word of their testimony. So let's take a little time to explore this. The Holy Spirit, I believe, will make real this mystery, if you will, of the wonder-working blood of Jesus, the power that is in that blood. Now, we know the blood of the Lamb is the basis of our power and authority over the enemy. It's the basis for our salvation. It's the entire basis for the atonement. And it is in that way we have been given the ability to be submitted to God and to resist the enemy so that he will flee from before us. But also that scripture in Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 11, talks about the word of our testimony. And our practical application of our conviction and belief in the precious blood of Jesus is going to effect victory. Beloved, when you're in combat with the devil, and when that conflict seems close and fierce, with the adversary, it is our testimony, it is your testimony that is going to be directed toward the evil one. Jesus gave us the example. We know that he resisted the enemy in the wilderness by the word of God. And so, under the authority vested by Christ himself and under the protection of his blood, we can, without hesitation, without fear, and with absolute confidence, unflinchingly notify the devil that he is a defeated foe. We can utilize, if you will, the standard of the blood. You know, I shared that scripture, I think, on the first broadcast. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. And when he does come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, like a flood, will lift a standard. Or when the enemy comes in like a flood. As I said, I take both interpretations because I've experienced both in my life. Both can be true. He can come in an overwhelming way. For example, As a scriptural example, just look at the life of Job. God allowed the devil to do what he did and steal his health from him, his family, his possessions, and he was quite miserable, not understanding what was going on, but God just removed, if you will, that shield that was round about him, and he allowed the devil to do what he could for eternal purposes. It was to demonstrate before the court of heaven and all generations following that regardless of our circumstances, we can still love, serve, and trust God. Isn't that the wonderful victory of the book of Job? I love that. And he said, "Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him." And he didn't understand what was going on. And beloved, you may not understand what is going on in your life when it seems all hell is breaking loose, when the devil is just coming in like a flood. But beloved, the Lord has given to you the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony to defeat him. Remember, it is God's responsibility to sprinkle the blood. That's that scripture I shared in Hebrews. Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things. God had that blood in under the old covenant sprinkled upon the altar, upon the priests, and I'll get into that later about the consecration. But God's responsibility was to deliver, and our responsibility was to appropriate that blood sacrifice of the precious Son of God, the Lamb of God. Praise God. But now there's another very important aspect I want to share with you. It's not only, I believe, the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, but all aspects of our self-life must be reckoned unto death. They love not their life unto death. Isn't that what I just shared in Revelation? It says, they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to death. In other words, God was first in their lives. They were fulfilling that great commandment, which says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, strength, and spirit, all that we are. That's the first and greatest commandment. The second is like unto it, loving your neighbor as yourself. And on these two, Jesus said, hang all the law and the prophets. If we can remember to do that, just imagine if we could do that to perfection. But in order to do that, to love God in such a passionate, abandoned, complete, and surrendered way, that means something's got to give. That means our own will gives. That means our self-life, the things that appeal to the carnal nature, the love of the world, the appeal of the eyes, the things that we are tempted with through our spirit man is totally whole when we're saved, but beloved, our soul and our bodies do have an ongoing fight with the evil one, and that will not cease until we are reunited with Jesus. However, God has not left us defenseless or helpless. He has given us weapons of warfare. He has given everything that we need. But the point is, you say, well, Sister Glass, it's not working. Then we have to be careful to examine our lives and make sure Are you in right relationship with the Lord? Are you speaking and acting on the Word? Are you being obedient to the Lord to the best of your ability? And when these premises are met, when we have that blood applied to our lives, when we have the word of our testimony, speaking the word of God and what Jesus says, when we are willing to let self die and take up our cross and follow Him, then the child of God, you, brother and sister, are able to exercise that marvelous and wonderful heritage of spiritual authority. You know, we hear a lot about it, but there are conditions to that. And some Christians get discouraged and are defeated because they're thinking, well, it really doesn't work. You know, I did that and the enemy didn't flee. Well, we have to be obedient to the whole counsel of God. And when we do these three things I shared with you, the unlimited power of the blood of Christ will be loosed. God built a hedge around Job, as I said. He will do the same for us. The blood is the hedge that stops the destroyer. And this isn't just a ritual, just words that we say, but it's a living experience, beloved. Oh, brother and sister, you have nothing to fear. God, nothing comes to you, only that which God expressly allows. And if He allows it, He has a purpose for it, just as He did for Job. And remember, a final scripture I share with you on this broadcast. Jesus said in John, the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter, verse 53, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, ye have no life in you." So we must take these words into our very heart, our meat, our desire. Just as Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of the Father," that must be ours as well. And beloved, that precious blood will quicken us not only outwardly, but inwardly. Well, on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to share some more and exciting things about this availability of the precious blood of Jesus. It's not far off from you. But if you are in battle right now, there's power and agreement, beloved, and I would be privileged and honored and delighted to stand with you in prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.